As you all probably know by now, my lessons, I try to, I don't like to refer to them as lessons. I like to have, call it more of a discussion, because it's going to have all of you participation in it to make it work. And I know a lesson is supposed to flow with a basic point or a title or a heading or whatever, and then you work off of that and lead you into whatever the train of thought is. But I like to make sure, or at least try to, have my discussions based on what we deal with every day as we live and things that we go through as Christians, because we don't, living the Christian life is not something that you can just go down a list with, you know, check it off. Well, I did this, I did that, I'm doing that. It's life. And every day is different. Obstacles are different. Things we face are different. Well, what I want to discuss today is something that ran across my mind, and I didn't realize myself until while I got into this lesson, but I realized it, that it really didn't hit me as much, or it didn't stand out as much to me until I started putting this lesson together, or this discussion, as I said. I want to start off with, well, right now we just came off of a holiday not long ago. We had that Labor Day, and we know that we celebrate 9/11 every year now because of things that have happened. I wanted to ask, do you all know what day is Grandparents' Day? You're close.
Is that on the
21st?
I
believe it was last Sunday.
That's it, the last Sunday. When I was coming up with that, they didn't have no Grandparents' Day. You know?
No.
There was no such thing as Grandparents' Day, which a lot of the holidays that we have now, some of those weren't in existence when I was much younger. Because a lot of things now, everybody can make a holiday out of anything. You know, you can have... I hear on the radio they celebrating Donut Day, Dunkin' Donuts, giving away donuts, and just about anything you can name, they got a holiday for now. Mm-hmm. We celebrate Pearl Harbor because of what has happened in history. This year it'll be December the 7th. And of course we all know the basic holidays. One holiday that nobody is never going to forget is your own birthday. Although I used to have problems with, I didn't forget the day, but I just couldn't remember how old I was. Until one day my mom told me, I'm not gonna tell you, you're too big and you're too old for not to know that. So just to track whatever year this year is from the year you were born. So I finally learned that, how to do that. But we always remember Thanksgiving and Christmas. I'm not trying to step on anybody's toes. I'm not trying to elevate nobody, but this is just general discussion, things that I think that maybe we need to just keep in mind and reflect on from time to time. I'm very appreciative to Chuck and Kathy for the way that they, since they've been coming here and been here, they have started something with the Happy Lord's Day. It never dawned on me how important that day is. I mean, I know Sunday is the day we go to church, you know, the day we praise the Lord. When I was coming up again, Sundays was definitely the Lord's Day. We played all week, but on Sunday, there was no playing. We couldn't go outside and play football. We couldn't play with none of our toys. We was in church basically all day. And when I was much younger, my brother and I, the one that's incarcerated, or he's been incarcerated, my mom had us in church singing. And Sundays for us, after we went to our church that morning, we would always go somewhere during that day and be on somebody's program. Sometimes it was two or three places to go to. That was our day. And I asked my mom one day, I said, Mom, why we got to always sing every Sunday? You know, can't we get a day off? She said, well, Sundays is the Lord's day, and we worship the Lord, and that's what you're supposed to do. That was my answer. I saw in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 10, and it reads that it says, was in the spirit, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet. That is the only time that the Lord's Day is mentioned in the New Testament. But Christians generally respect the Lord's Day on Sunday, being the first day of the week, because they know that's the day that Christ arose. And that's the day that we get together and we go and worship the Lord. What about the rest of the week? Don't we worship the Lord the rest of the week? Yes.
I think we should. Mm-hmm. I mean, all our actions should show how we worship the Lord. And we need to put him in everything that we go through, whether it's good or bad. We should include the Lord in it first, mm-hmm. before we even attempt to do anything else.
I agree 100%. We as Christians know that we praise the Lord. We know that the Lord is the foundation of our existence. Everything we get comes from him. And we constantly worship him each and every day that we live. We are instructed to go out and spread his word. Mm-hmm. And to try to convert souls or save souls. And as you said, in the way in which we live, as the saying goes, speaks louder than any words that we could ever say, how we carry ourselves. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes, because of the way that life is, we get caught up in things that happen, the stress of everyday living, the way the world is, distracting us, and the devil is always 24/7 at us. And we fall into a category like many other people do. We mean well. As the saying goes, our spirit is well, but our flesh is weak. We mean well, but we tend to forget or get a little lax on what we do to worship the Lord each day. Mm-hmm. We take him for granted. And the things that we say, we're having a lesson now, what Russell's teaching us about the last lesson he told us about. We shouldn't have to just say, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, as if the Lord wills. But we tend to forget that we can't do anything without God's approval. Mm-hmm. We can't take a breath. We can't think. We can't go to sleep. And we can't wake up if the Lord don't say so. But we think about it, but we just don't constantly think about it. Yes.
I think we sometimes think it's so difficult. We have to stop what we're doing to communicate, for example, with the Lord. Mm-hmm. Whereas I found over my Christian life, and it took me a long time, but just to have a conversation with him as I'm doing whatever I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, I automatically, it usually starts with whatever I'm doing, I talk to the Lord about what I'm doing, and it can end up in a whole long conversation, okay? Mm-hmm. Or, for example, what are we singing at? Do we sing the trashy songs that we hear on TV? Why not just use a worship song to sing around the house? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We let the world get to have such an influence on us sometimes that we forget to worship the Lord is really not a big production.
It's a way of life.
If you make it a way of life, and it just, you begin to automatically include Him, whether you do it consciously or not. But to me, I had to learn it, right, how to do it. And I'm not, don't think I'm perfect in it, because I'm not.
Oh,
but I really, really try to include the Lord in whatever I'm doing. Whether it comes easy, I thank Him for, you know, showing me a way to make it easier what I'm doing, or working it, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned to, when things come in my mind that they shouldn't be there, I will automatically say, you need to get away from me, because I don't belong to you, I belong to the Lord. There are ways that are given to us to fight the opposition, and I think if we would use the tools, it would be part of worshiping the Lord. It's just a daily thing you have to teach yourself. It doesn't automatically happen.
Right. I like the way a term that Jerry uses, you have the purpose in your heart.
Yes.
And when you purpose it in your heart, you will find the ways,
yes,
in which to do it. And it won't really become what we call a routine, but we would know the reason why we're doing it, which will motivate us to want to do it more,
right,
and keep on doing it. We, you know, I used to look at this cartoon. I don't know if any of you ever saw it, but I used to come on one time called Thundercats.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys, characters in the cartoon, got a senior moment there. I had his name on the tip of my tongue there. Talked about it just eluded me. But it was this one of the characters. He was this guy. He would like have mind control over people. And he had this little ball-like thing that he had on the chain. And if he comes around you and he was holding this and tell you, you can't do this, you were going to fail, and you need to put down your weapon. You need, you know, he was had this mind control. And I think sometimes in my mind, I picture the devil as being like that, you know, mm-hmm, in a sense, when he's trying to discourage me from doing something or trying to change my way, and he'd be coming at me with telling me, you're not good enough for that, and you're going to fail, and don't worry about this right now, come back to it later. One of the things I was saying would slow me up, or, yep, you know, takes your mind off of what you should be doing. Distraction, which we all know that's what the devil's good at. But if we concentrate more or try to stay more focused on the things we have to do, and because of the society and the way in which we live, like I said, it's easy to go down the checklist and say, well, okay, I got to do this. It's just like we know it's not a checklist that you have per se, but we know that. I use myself as an example. When I wake up in the morning, the first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to go to the bathroom. After I go to the bathroom, I'm probably going to get me a drink of water. Then I'm going to take my medicine. And then I'm going to get me some clothes to put on. And then I'm going to start out doing whatever I desire to do that day or what I plan to do. But without thinking, the first thing I'm going to do is get up and go to that bathroom. Because I may not have the urge, but by the time I get in there, I know I'm going to have that urge. It's habit, you know. I guess I trained myself to be like that. Getting a drink of water, I know because I got to take some medicine. I need some water, you know. Some people may be juice or whatever, but the point I'm getting at is when we start doing things, because we know why we do it, and we do it without thinking, it becomes natural. And it's not really a routine, which in a sense it is a routine, but this is what we do. And whoever sees you doing it, whether it be a small child or a spouse or a friend or a neighbor or anyone that we work with, they see us carrying ourselves that way. They know that about us. That's one of our characteristics. Oh, no, he doesn't do that. You know, he doesn't do something different than that. I tell you, he all right, because he'll do this, he'll do that. He see you doing something, he going to come and help you. He's not going to sit back and wait for you to finish doing it. That's the kind of guy he is. That's a characteristic that we'll put on ourselves, the way in which we live. You start telling jokes, somebody start telling dirty jokes, and you walk away, oh, that guy, he don't do that. He don't listen to that man. That's not him. This is the way in which we serve the Lord, by doing the things that we know we should do, and it becomes a part of our life, as you said, more so than checking off the list, did I do this, did I do that, did I cover this? That's our characteristic. That's the way in which we live. That's how we serve the Lord. And being in the Spirit means to humble ourselves to the Lord, and knowing that we're humbling ourselves to the Lord, not just ourselves, but as a group. There are others out there just like me that are humbling themselves to the Lord. And when we come together in unity like we do on a particular Sunday, because that's when we come together as a group, we are the word that had in there,
communal.
Because I had to look the word up because I didn't know what it meant. But communal meaning a general coming together of that area, you know, at that particular time, which is Sunday. That's the best time. That's the time that's been set aside that we do to come together as a group. But we still get up in the morning. We say a prayer that morning, during that day. Only time some people pray is when they my words getting all come jumbling because I'm trying to get my thought out and I'm talking too fast. The only time some people pray to God is when they get in trouble. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. Or they can call on the Lord's name then. Mm-hmm. But as soon as that trouble passed, they don't even say, thank you, Lord. You know, it's just, well, I need the Lord here. Yeah, I called on the Lord. But after that, they ain't forgot about the Lord until the next time a problem arrives, and they're back on their knees again. But other than that, and you can see it in the world today. And the bad part about it is, some of us are Christians. I'm not talking about us in this room, but I'm talking about us that claim to be Christians are doing that. So how does the rest of the world see us? Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say again, when you talk about prayer, I think sometimes in our mind we think it has to be this long, drawn-out prayer, which is not really the purpose or the reality, really. What is prayer? It's communion or speaking with God, right? Mm-hmm. So when I get up in the morning, I thank God, thank you, Lord, for waking me up to another day, and that in itself can be a prayer. And right. It's short, and it can be said, like you say, on your way to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that way you begin your day with the Lord first thing when you wake up. And communicating with God is talking to Him. And you can do that throughout the whole day. It doesn't have to be, dare I say, a ritual prayer. You know, like when you eat, when you go to bed, it's to me, it's you're praying for the things that is a standard, I want to say, you know, the same things. Like, for example, when I pray, especially in the evening, when I have time to really sit and have a long conversation, you know, for the people, for our church, for the people in the church that need our prayers, they're always there and always present for me, but it's every night for the same people. Mm-hmm. Whereas when you talk to the Lord, you can during the day, you can talk about anything.
Right.
Anything that comes to your mind. It does not have to be a ritual or the same structure of a prayer that you do at any other time during the day. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. Go ahead, Rick. I'll make a comment behind that. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, one of the things I try to do, I always think about Daniel's prayer at least three times a day. He got in trouble for it.
Mm-hmm.
But because of it, God raised him up.
Yes.
even from the jaws of a lion. Daniel was a different type of individual. No, I'm not comparing myself to Daniel by any means, but the same God that saved him is the same God who looks after me.
Amen.
So I tried to go ahead and pray all during the day.
Yeah.
I feel up to it.
There you go.
I want to make sure that I can have some kind of communication with God.
Right.
And I'm just thankful that he's there. Because I know how important it is to have that communication with him. He wants us to talk to him.
Amen.
He wants us to come to him.
That's right.
Amen.
And not necessarily because we need something all the time.
Right.
I want this, I want that. No. Just to give thanks to him for how good he is.
Amen.
Amen.
So I'm thankful for that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, we all have somebody that we're close to, and if something exciting happens, we go to that person and call them or tell them, hey, this is what happened, and I'm so excited. But we also go to them when we're angry. You know what happened to me today?
Yeah.
Do you realize what I'm going through today?
Mm-hmm.
That's the type of relationship the Lord wants to have with us. Whatever happens, good, bad, or indifferent, He wants us to be, that's the first person we turn to tell him the news. That's the first person we want to express our frustration to.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first person we want to tell him thank you and look, all the good things that are occurring. He wants that type of relationship with us.
Okay.
I was just going to say that the world today makes a mockery of prayer. And you see it lately when, like, disasters happen or whatever, and people are just now, like, you know how our leaders will say, well, we have these people in our thoughts and our prayers, and people later come out and say, we don't need thoughts and prayers. We need whatever. So, I mean, the devil's working real hard on making prayer relevant to the world today.
That's what we need to keep in mind, how active he is in our everyday life. Because we don't pay attention to that either. That's one of the main tools he can use to get at us, because we're not on our guard as we should be, knowing that he's coming at us all the time. I wanted to make a comment about something you said. I heard a song once. I can't remember now who sung it, but the song went, in essence, the man was saying he was coming to the Lord. He wasn't coming to him just to ask for something. He wasn't coming to him asking for anything. He just wanted to come to him and say thank you. But when you think about it, when is it that you can ever go to the Lord and not ask for something? Because he's giving you 24/7 every day. You know, it's like you can't say, I'm not asking for anything. Even though you may say in the prayer, Lord, I'm not asking for anything. But he knows that you need the air to breathe every day. You're thankful that you get the air all day long, not just, well, I'm going to cut your air off at 10 o'clock. you got to have this, you know. You need some water when you're thirsty. And, you know, as long as the water's sitting there, you ain't thinking about it. But as soon as you get thirsty, then you got to go get it, you know. But you're not asking the Lord, please let that water be there when when I want it.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, it's hard to say, I'm not asking for anything, because he already knows that you need everything.
Right.
You know, you can't do anything without him.
And then he wants us to ask anyway, regardless of how many times we ask. But, you know, getting to prayer, because that's what, you know, you're talking about. I know I came in late, and y'all please forgive me, because I was doing something I had no business Uh-oh. About that before you. The one time I had no business and I should have been here on time. So I'm asking God first to forgive me.
We already talked about that too.
So, okay. Well, so then you must be talking about me. Okay. No, it's okay. Talk about me. No,
The brother was sharing with us.
All right.
We were really talking about Beverly.
You know, talking about prayer, and, you know, Judy was saying, you know, her time that she got, that she go, you know, and pray for people. She do it every night. I'm getting so now, thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit blessing me to guide me in this. Mm-hmm. When somebody is talking to me, or I know that person need prayer, I'm going to do it right then and there.
There you go.
I'm not waiting.
There you go. There you go.
Something might happen in between that time.
That's right.
I'm telling you,
I'm
going to pray for you.
Let's do it
I
right
have
now.
Right many people right. that, you know, they text me and they tell me what this is going on. We were talking about before.
Stop right now.
Let's go to
That's
God.
Right.
And I thank the Holy Spirit for guiding me, because it's not me thinking about this, because I can't think like that.
Right.
You know,
right.
to stop and say, let's do this. So, when somebody need y'all, you're talking to them, or you heard that distress, stop them. Stop them from the complaining and pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's going to help them along the way. It's going to help ease that stress some.
Yeah. You know?
So, that's something that the Holy Spirit is working very well and hard, because sometimes I'm like, oh, I get it. Oh, I call them there, because sometimes people be on your mind. Sometimes people be so heavy on my heart, and I be like, well, I call them when I finish. No, stop now.
Mm-hmm.
Call them.
Right.
Or just say a prayer for them. Call to see if they're okay. That happens a lot. So did that happen to y'all?
Yes,
that happens a lot.
Well, see, again, I believe, too, when you nurture the Holy Spirit to come into you, and the Holy Spirit will work with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not fighting against the Holy Spirit per se.
Yeah.
You're encouraging. You're providing an indwelling.
Yeah.
You're fanning the flames, if you will.
Yeah.
And so the Holy Spirit will use you. And I believe that yes, there is power in the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
Spirit exists.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm.
And again, if you're in the condition where you allow that to come to you, then again,
if you allow it.
Yes. And it's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yes,
and so, yes.
Yeah.
And
he's here this morning.
Okay. I know. see, Philippians 4, starting in verse 4, again, it's worth, I believe, in the setting that we're in right now, for all of us to be reminded.
Philippians 4:4?
Yes, ma'am, starting there. Where it states, rejoice in the Lord always.
Mm-hmm.
I will say it again. Rejoice.
Mm-hmm.
Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near.
Mm-hmm.
Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God.
Mm-hmm.
And the peace of God,
mm-hmm.
which transcends all understanding,
mm-hmm.
will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Yeah, there is a time to say thank you.
Oh, yeah.
It's more than just, there's a lot of opportunity to say thank you.
Oh, yeah.
And as we should. And again, not asking the Lord for anything, but to say thank you for all that you've blessed me with.
Mm-hmm.
And when we consider that, that's a lot of goodness on his part that he's blessed us with every day, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And I would encourage all of us, if you have not done it lately, we ask a prayer, depending on the circumstances. Dear Lord, bless my hands.
Mm-hmm.
Bless my hands
mm-hmm.
in what we're about to do. That it will be pleasing to you. Keep us safe, protected.
Mm-hmm.
Again, bless our hands.
Mm-hmm.
So again, because again, who do we belong to?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So again, just something to think about.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I like to say, a discussion. more so than just a lesson, because mm-hmm. we all get something out of this, hopefully, that we can take with us that helps each of us grow in our everyday life and our Christian walk. Yes.
I was watching, my daughter just was going to sleep. 48 hours last night. I don't know who ever watches that. I watch it every now and then because it's always about somebody that got killed. This young lady went with this young man to a concert, got back. Instead of him bringing her home, he made the servants away that it was too gruesome to put on TV. Then buried the body. Admitted that he did it. Then he come back and tried for it. The judge told him 25 to life. You know, the devil is a powerful being. And anybody who would take another person's life don't deserve anything but what God brings on him. Because, you know, I say all this because I just don't understand the thinking of folks. I just can't do it. I'm so glad I'm in the Lord's church. I don't know what to do. Every time I think about all the foolishness out there that people are doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now look, he gonna be 49. He still gonna be a young man when he gets out. Mm-hmm. Somewhere around that. But he did it when he was young.
Mm-hmm.
He just did this in 2019. That girl will never be seen by her family again. I'm so glad that God, that I don't have a reprobate mind. A mind that wants to do wrong mm-hmm. every time you turn around.
Mm-hmm.
Have no feeling for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
No love for anyone. And then despising. I'm so glad that God is so good.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. That he can help us even the way we think.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so important.
Yeah.
It is so important to live that type of life.
Come on.
Because God is good.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. That's, as we have already discussed and said and mentioned, this is what the world does. Beat us down. Because we try to follow Christ. This is why we need to come together
mm-hmm.
to uplift and encourage each other, to strengthen, to keep our mind focused on what we're supposed to be doing and where we're supposed to be going.
Yeah.
And the devil, as you said, can take control of other people that's out there and can manipulate them to do stuff. Some of them might not even fathom doing it or even had an idea of doing it. But if their mind is not focused on God,
mm-hmm.
then they're just like a blade of grass blowing in the breeze that the devil going to take control of it. He make a move whatever way he wants them to move. Because what is it like to him? He wants to destroy all creation that God made anyway.
Yeah.
So if he can use that one to destroy some more of God's creation, fine with him. But if this young person, if he is in the case that he lost his life, then that's two that's gone. The devil done got two strikes of what he's trying to accomplish,
mm-hmm.
of destroying God's creation. So this is one of the reasons why we try to keep focused and stay focused on things we have to do. And be reminded from time to time, as I said, I appreciate you all, the way you started it, and because you did it has started to catch, you know, what we said, even if y'all not here, we'll see it to each other. But we can spread it out to others that we see, you know, wish them happy Lord's Day, and if they come with that, oh, I don't want to hear that. And we said, okay, well, It's still the Lord's day, whether you want to hear it or not. You know, and I said, I didn't want to hear it. I said, I wasn't talking to you. I was just saying, you know, I was talking to myself. I'm sorry you heard it, you know. But, you know, that's still a way of us spreading the word. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, you know, again, a response, because, again, we're supposed to be gentle in our mm-hmm. responses to people, even to the unbelievers, to say, well, I'm just stating fact.
Right. That's right, because it's still going to be fact, whether they want to accept it, believe it or not, it's still going to be fact. Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say one. You know, we deem Sunday the Lord's Day, mm-hmm. but isn't every day the Lord's Day?
Yeah.
Okay. And do we only pray for our Christians? Because I think, for example, when I hear a siren going off, mm-hmm. I pray for the people that work, like, say, that are firefighters, mm-hmm. To keep them safe. I may never meet these people,
right?
But I will pray for them. Yeah. If it's for an accident, I pray for the police that will be there, for the ambulance workers that will be there, mm-hmm. and most of all, for the victims of the accident. Because those are all God's children.
Right.
Okay, amen. He has created all of them. And some of them, like Lynette, like Christina, mm-hmm. those, Chris and EMT, they're all in the front lines and in the trenches of not just Christians, but in the muck and the dangers that we don't face every day.
Yeah.
You know, and but how often do we think about praying for them?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know, so those are all things that we can incorporate in our daily talk and prayer with God. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll go down in my car and either I'll be praying, maybe be all by myself. People that see me probably think the woman is crazy, but I will pray right. for these people when I hear sirens going off. Or I'll be singing a worship song. And Nancy can attest to that, you know, traveling. I'll sing praise songs. Mm-hmm. And even a song of praise is like a prayer to God. It doesn't have to be difficult to keep God in your day. To make it so, because Satan tells us to make it so. Mm-hmm.
That's the quickest way to uplift your spirit.
Yes.
Is the same a religious song. Of course, we all may have some worldly song that we like. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with it. And it might make you feel good. You hear it and say, you know, I like that song. But there's nothing wrong with singing a religious song either.
And I have
sung, I like to hear that.
I have sung songs and prayed in the car and bawled my eyes out mm-hmm. while I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And to me, the Holy Spirit, if you let Him, will be there constantly mm-hmm. to work with you, to help you mm-hmm. on a daily basis, and let you know what you need to be doing and not doing.
Mm-hmm. When I've been at work, you know, and I'll get a text from Charlotte. She likes to send me stuff every now and again.
Yes.
And I'll be like, pray for me. It's terrible. And, you know, so she will. She'll send mm-hmm. me a little prayer. And, you know, it helps.
Yeah, it helps. You. Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, it's kind of nice.
But that's what we're supposed to do. Uplift each other, think about each other, mm-hmm. pray for each other. And as you said, even those that we don't know, we pray for them, because that's our job, that's our duty as Christians. What we're supposed to do, spread the word. And the best way we can get the word out is by our actions as well as by our voice, and do what the Lord will have us to do, and allow ourselves to be used by the Lord to carry on His work, instead of just saying, oh, yeah, I'll do it later, I'll get to it later. You had the opportunity, do it then.
Yeah.
Yes.
Real quick. I have prayed for folk that on the phone. I can't go to them like I used to. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I will pray for those who are in need particular member of the church right on the phone because it's, and they're very thankful about that.
Right, yeah. Right.
Because I can use a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know who's praying for me. I'd like to think that all the Christians are praying.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But like Sister Judy mentioned, she's got people on the front line.
Mm-hmm.
I pray for them all the time. Our nurses, our doctors, the EMTs, I mean everybody, because it's a dangerous situation out there.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah.
And an accident that happened that she mentioned also,
mm-hmm.
I think is tragic mm-hmm. sometimes. A person can lose their life.
Yeah.
Like I said, that's a soul of God. He created them.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope somebody's praying for me, too, mm-hmm. which I believe they are.
I was going to say, you trust and believe, Lord, brother, that somebody is. I don't think you would have made it this far if somebody
was. Oh, yes.
None of us would have made it this far if somebody
was. Wesley, something else that I have personally been confronted with. I think, and I don't think the women here, but a lot of women, even in the Lord's church, are so afraid to pray over a man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like say, for example, Ray will ask that I would say a prayer for him, which I do anyway, but mm-hmm. if he would ask me to say a prayer for him, a lot of women within the Lord's church are afraid to pray over men. Because they get it confused of women not partaking mm-hmm. in the Lord's worship mm-hmm. as far as, you know, open service. They carry it so far that, or Satan causes them to carry it so far mm-hmm. that it will stop them to pray over a man.
Well, I'm glad
and
you
I think when we are, as women, are asked by a man to pray over them, pray.
Yeah.
Pray. And, but a lot of, and I will stop for it.
Mm-hmm.
I will stop even from, like in our discussion here, you don't open your mouth. It's only for men. And it can get so confusing, even within the Lord's body, that women sometimes don't know what to do, especially when they're young Christians. And I like to mention that all the time. I mean, here we don't have anybody that is seasoned in, so to say, in the Lord's service or prayer or whatever. But when you're in a congregation with young Christians, they are so easily misled when it comes to these issues. And they stop from doing what God really asks every Christian, not just every man, but every Christian, to be doing.
But this is one reason why Sunday school evolved and came about. You have an opportunity to find out and to ask questions and to discuss.
Yes.
And put out there and absorb things that you need to know and what can carry you. Because just sitting back and not saying nothing is not good.
It's not.
And you can't go off of your own understanding, especially if you're not fully understanding yourself, right. The word. How else are you going to find out?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. And as we spread the word to others, this is what we do too in discussion, mm-hmm. whether we be in a setting like this or whether we be by ourselves one-on-one or whatever. A person comes to you and you try to explain or answer their question, and if they don't fully understand, then you take them to another brother or another sister or somebody else that maybe can help explain it to them. That's why we have four Gospels in the Bible, because mm-hmm. it's not just one person saying, they're all saying the same thing, but they're saying in different ways how to reach more than one person.
Well, see, you know? It happened to me personally, and it happened over in Germany in the congregation that was there. And I really didn't have any elders except for Mike.
Mm-hmm.
When we came home, I asked Mike, I said, Emma, and I was really distraught, because there's one thing I would never want to do is to do something that the Lord didn't allow me to do. And I asked Mike, I said, am I doing wrong? And he said, are you doing it in the worship service? I said, no. He said, then don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. But it bugged me to no end until we came back over here, and I asked Russ one day. Mm-hmm. And he said, if somebody would come to you, if a man would come to you and ask you to want to be baptized, and there's no man around, no man available, will you stop it? I said, no. He said, well, it's the same thing here. If a man asks you to pray for them, pray for him. If you want to open your mouth during Bible class, open it. And unfortunately, I haven't shut it since then, okay? But things like this can cause a young Christian to leave the church.
Right. Well, hopefully we can, as a group, extend ourselves enough to get someone, young or old, be within our congregation or around us at any time and have a question, we can guide them to where they can get some help. Because from reading the Bible and learning the little bit that I know, I firmly believe that the Lord is going to make a way if you are definitely trying to seek Him and find the right way of doing things.
Exactly.
Now, we know the devil is definitely going to be putting stumbling blocks out there. But if you definitely seeking the Lord and trying to do things the right way, He's going to guide you. And He's going to open up a way for you to see it. And that way is going to stick with you long enough for you to get the help that you need to know what you're supposed to be doing. I believe that. I haven't seen where it has failed yet in my little, like I said, short experience, where as we go out, try to spread the word, and do what Christ would have us to do, we're going to come into opposition and questionable situations. But seek to find the answer.
Yeah.
As the song we sang, seek ye first. Mm-hmm. If we're doing it for the right reason, the Lord will open that door, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
That's my lesson for this morning. I'm sorry I ran over a little bit, but
good, man.
I hope that will enlighten us and help us to encourage each other and continue on in God's grace.
Thank you.
Let's have a quick prayer right there. Oh, Lord, we come before you at this time. We're so thankful you have been with us and allowed us to have this discussion this morning. Be with us, God, as we continue our Christian walk. Guide us in the way in which you would have us to be. Guide our mouth that we don't say things that would be offensive to you. Help us to spread your word in truth and in love. Forgive us of our shortcomings, and we ask it all in Jesus' name for His sake. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you.